Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.
For your will, for your purpose upon the earth. Thank you because you found us able vessels to be executioners of that which you want to do. We return praise and we return glory to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20. Media, can I have Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20? All right. Now unto God our Father be glory forever and ever. Let's continue, please. Ephesians, not Philippians. Ephesians. All right, praise God. Now, this is a portion of scripture that has been of great concern to me as I read my Bible, as I study the Word of God. It says, "But ye have not so learned Christ." If you have another translation, can you give me anyone? Anyone, all right. But that is not how you learned about the Messiah. In other words, there is a way we all learn Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I was in school, we used to have a geography teacher that made me not to like geography. And just when I... This was an elective at my time. Just at the time I decided not to continue with that, they brought another teacher who knew how to teach it in a way that people liked it. But I'd already left the class. I used to miss the class now that this man was teaching it. So sometimes I'll just sneak into the class and just listen to the course. Praise God. In other words, people get to know God and understand God in different ways. Amen. And the way you get to know God, or the way you are taught God, or the way you understand God, affects the way you relate with Him. Praise God. Are we together, church? The way you were taught, the way you were trained up in God, affects the way you see God. The way you see God affects the way you relate with Him. The way you relate with God determines the results you get in your walk with Him. Hallelujah. I've said it many times. I didn't like the one part of faith I did not like. One part of the doctrines of the Bible that I didn't like growing up was the teaching of faith. Can you imagine that somebody wouldn't like faith? Why? Because when I got saved under the puritanical system. Are we understanding me? I got saved under the holiness move. And the people who I got saved and discipled me, they didn't talk about faith. They talked about holiness. They talked about rapture. They talked about we waiting for the day that Jesus will appear. Those were the things that were important. Are you hearing me? And then, every time I saw people talk about faith, they were talking about faith in relation to material things. I'm talking about when I was growing up as a believer. All the people that I knew then, I remember, you know, going for a faith conference, and everything the preacher was talking about was cars and houses and how to get married. Now, I want you to understand, I got saved under people who want to go to heaven. We didn't even want to marry. We just wanted to go to heaven. And that is what I believed. Now I have come to a conference where the person is talking about all the things God has for you in this world. House and car and, you know, you understand what I'm saying? And I rejected the teaching of faith. I rejected the teaching of faith. Because the definition of faith that I got was about access to material things. But my upbringing, my leaning had nothing to do with material things. Are we together, church? So the way you learn Christ is important. And let me say this to young people. May you, listen to me. Thank God for everybody that God has put as a teaching priest over you and all the people that have discipled you and have raised you. In fact, one of the things that I'm most passionate about is for people to be properly discipled. But listen to me. You have to expose yourself. I didn't say you leave your church. I said what? Expose yourself to the full doctrines of Christ. Because there's no one person that has everything. Everybody has something, praise God. And nobody has everything. So, you know, if you are growing up under a place where they emphasize prayer, you better get yourself hearing where somebody is emphasizing the word. Because you can wake up and all you know is prayer. And you know, and if you've been in church, you know the song now. How many of you know the song? Prayer. If you believe, you sing it well. It's not true. You didn't read the Bible. They are still singing it. There's no master key in the Bible. Jesus said, and I will give unto you the keys, not the key. So different keys open different doors. And if all you know is one key, you're going to keep trying doors and doors will not be opening. Some may open, some will not open. Not because something is necessarily wrong with the door, but something is wrong with your key. Is anybody understanding what I'm saying? So, you see, the way you learn Christ, the way you come into Christ, the way you are discipled, the way you are raised matters. And one of the things that we didn't learn growing up, especially within the African context of our doctrine in Africa, majorly, we have this idea that everything that we are going to access in God is going to be a product of our laboring. Now, we don't say it like that. But sir, when you look at it, it seems as if we must labor. We must fast and pray. We must do this and we must do that. And let me say this. It is both right and not completely right. There is a labor that comes with entering into rest. But it is not the kind of labor we have been taught. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? So scripture will say to us that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, hearts have not conceived what the Lord has in store for them that love him. How many of you love God here? How many of you love God here? You love God. You know you love God. I didn't say you don't misbehave sometimes, but you know. If they put a knife on your neck, you know you love God. Can I see your hand? Now listen to that scripture. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, hearts have not yet conceived what the Lord has prepared. He is not preparing it. He is not planning to prepare for it. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? He has already what? Prepared. So if God has already prepared, what is your own portion in order to access it? Oh yeah, am I talking to church people? I said, am I talking to church people? If your mother has finished cooking food, what is your contribution to ensuring that food is cooked? What's your contribution? I said, if they have already prepared dinner for you now, what is your contribution into the dinner that has been prepared? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Your contribution, if there's any labor that you have, is to wash your hands. If that thing requires using hands. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Now, I want to, in this conference, because this is what the Lord put in my heart concerning this conference, that there is a part of the gospel that have not been stressed enough properly, especially here. And that part of the gospel is the fact that there is something called the finished works of Christ. Oh, did anybody hear what I said? There's something called what? Do you know that sometimes when something happens to us in Africa, to a believer, let me tell you this story. I lost my younger sister many years ago. And it, of course, we're in mourning. I was in the house, and I was in one of the rooms in the house. And I had a lady standing outside, and they were talking to another woman. This is what she was saying. She was saying, these people, they don't used to pray. That's why they lost the girl. They are not prayerful people. Now, let me ask you a question sincerely. How many times has something that looked negative happened to you and you attributed it to your lack of spiritual or lack of sufficient spirituality? Are we in church? You told yourself you didn't pray enough, that is why. You were not fasting enough, that is why. You were not binding demons enough, that is why. So I want to ask you a question. How much of fasting and praying and binding of demons is sufficient to take care of all your problems in this life? Listen to me. My prayer for you is that in this conference, you will come to know that there are things that have already been prepared. Oh, you are not hearing what I said. I said you are not hearing what I said. I'm praying for you that you will come to realize that there are things that have been prepared for you. Now listen, that does not mean that there is no labor into entering them. But many times it's not the type of labor that you think, is the labor to enter them that is required. Oh, is anybody hearing what I'm saying? My prayer for you in this conference is that you will discover that there are things that have been furnished and prepared. Jesus said to his disciples, go into the city. He said, you will see a man carrying a pitcher of water. He said, when you see him, say to him, where is the place where it has been prepared for me, for the master to have the Passover? He said, he will lead you to a great house. And when you get there, the Bible says when they got there, they met a man. And the Bible says, and the man took them. So my question is that, how much was their contribution for that place that was furnished and was prepared? Listen to me. There's a place in destiny that has been furnished and has been prepared for you. And it is not necessarily a product of your wisdom. It is not a product of your strength. It's not a product of your labor. It's not a pro. Listen to me, you need to understand this. Because if you don't understand it, listen to me. Even what you call labor, scripture says to us that it is he that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. In other words, it is not necessarily a product of how much you are planning. Oh, and somebody is not hearing what I'm saying. Sincerely speaking, if they left you to plan your life, do you think you would have arrived where you are right now? If they left you to organize how you are going to arrive here now? Somebody said something. That if you can give a good account of how you arrived where you are, then you have not received help from God. Then you have not received help from God. The purpose of this conference is to begin to show you the things that God has prepared and the kind of labor that is required of you to come into those things. Listen, are you hearing what I'm saying? And let me say this. The reason why is so that, sir, our capacity to enter into what God has for us can be accelerated. Because people can be standing at a particular place. Have you seen these people who, when they play soccer, when they are about to change a player, what does the player that is coming in, what does he do? He begins to do warm-up, right? He begins to warm up. Now listen to me. If the player that is supposed to leave the pitch has already left, and the man that is supposed to enter is still doing warm-up. Still doing warm-up. Let me ask you a question, sir. How much warm-up do you need to enter into the pitch? How much warm-up do you need to enter into the pitch? Do you know what many times we are doing? We are busy doing warm-up. And the thing we are supposed to enter, we have not entered. The game we are supposed to go and play, we have not played. We are still doing warm-up. We are still doing warm up. In this conference, your labor will be defined. I said your labor will be defined. We have done many meetings, but can I tell you about this one? You are welcome to your season of rest. Listen to me. The Bible says it is of faith that it may be by grace. Listen to me. The first thing that happens, the Bible says, for they who have believed have entered into their own rest. Listen to me. The first act of faith, the first response or manifestation of faith is rest. If you are still struggling, you have not entered the rest. If you are still struggling, you have not entered. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? All that, are you hearing what I'm saying? I fast not because there's a demand on me to fast. I fast because I have seen something that I just need to. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you don't get it, you will do a lot of struggle in life in the areas that you don't need to struggle. And your labor will not be defined. May your labor be defined from here going forward.
Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.